A Lenten devotional for March 15th, 2020, based on Genesis 44, 1-17, by Bishop Cynthia Moore Khoikhoi. Joseph's story is one of the many Old Testament accounts of sibling rivalry. It is a story of transformation, redemption, and forgiveness. Genesis 44, 1-17 recounts one of the tests Joseph gave his brothers in order to discern whether his brothers' hearts had been transformed since that fateful day when they sold him into slavery for 20 pieces of silver. Their hearts had, in fact, been transformed by their father Jacob's profound grief resulting from their plot to disappear Joseph. They had been transformed from a group that did not want to bear with a brother who had fanciful dreams to a group that wanted to bear the punishment of a brother, Joseph's only full brother now, ironically accused of stealing silver. They wanted to spare the heart of their father, who undoubtedly would have been devastated by the loss of yet another child of his beloved wife, Rachel. Later, we see that Joseph responded to the transformation of his brothers with great joy and lavish forgiveness. Jesus, for the sake of his heavenly parent, willingly bore the punishment for our sins. But Jesus' willingness was not the result of his guilt or desire to right a previous wrong. He who was without any sin freely gave himself for your sin and my sin. During Lent, we are called to reflect on how we respond to these actions of our Savior, Redeemer, and brother. Are you being called to respond to the sanctifying movement of the Holy Spirit with a greater spirit of joy, forgiveness, and hope? Are you being called to stand in the gap for the Benjamins in our culture who, by systems and institutions, are set up to fail? Are you being called to rectify a past wrong you committed? God, I thank you for the gift of transformation and redemption. Help me to accept the transformation you have worked in others and in me. Help me to respond to transformation with joy, not skepticism. Help me to respond to you today by surrendering myself to stand in the gap for someone falsely accused or in need of redemption. I pray in the name of my brother, Jesus. Amen.